Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Welcome everyone to the house of God. Welcome everyone to the house of the Lord. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. And is everything okay on the live stream? We may not have audio. Okay, so sign language. Hold on, just a moment. I take it that people online can see me, but you cannot hear me. So hold on. Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me? No? Is your volume all the way up? Okay. So, please hold. Lord, in Jesus' name, right now, by the power that is in Jesus' name, I pray that you will release that audio right now in Jesus' name. Lord, your word will go forth. Your name will be glorified. Yes. Your name will be magnified. And in the name of Jesus, right now, I command that computer to work at this very moment. In the name of Jesus, in the most powerful name, the name above all names, the name that is greater, the name that is higher, the name of the Lord shall be praised in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still got me up? Yep. Okay. And still nothing? All right. Keep me up there. Amen. Is it the case of maybe shutting it down and then restarting back up?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Okay. So sign language once again. Hold on. We're going to come right back. All right? We're going to come right back. Hold on just a moment. Wait. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of honor and glory. Magnified be your name. Magnified be the name of the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Exalted be the name of our God. Exalted be the name of our Lord. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we call upon your holy name. You are worthy. You are worthy. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Exalted be your holy name. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of honor and glory. Lord, there is none like you. There is none like the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. It's going to be fire and brimstone. You just watch. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We have audio now. Yes? Praise God. You know, I'm just getting my practice on right now when I had to say, can you hear me back there? Praise the Lord. Our apologies. We had a little bit of difficulties in our equipment. As they say, technical difficulties. You're potentially able to see me, but not hear me. But we got it all squared off. We got it all figured out. Bless his holy name. The word of the Lord will go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise God. As I always say in my introduction, welcome everyone to the house of God. And thank you so much for tuning in, all of you right now. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. And we had quite a wonderful day today, and we are going to have an even better night tonight. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you. Lord, we exalt you and we worship you. Thank you, Lord, for this time when we have here in your house to come to you, Lord, and sing praises to your name, to fellowship, Lord, with one another in love. Lord, to read your word, to study your word, to understand what your word is saying. I thank you, Lord, for the communion that we have with one another and with your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, have your way in us, Lord, this evening. I pray, Lord, that you will take over everything, Lord, that is mentioned here tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you will open the understanding and the minds of everyone both here and watching right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so much. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. John, chapter 10. If you don't mind, please. And we're going to start in verse 1. Thank you. Whenever you're there, please feel free to say amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. That's most of us. All right. Amen, Sister Jen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. All right. John chapter 10, starting in verses 1. Verse 1. I'm working on it. All right, I'm ready for that, please. And the word of the Lord says, excuse me, verse 1, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4 says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. And finally, verse 5 says, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Amen? This group of verses 1 through 5, has so much information dealing with a broad, with a variety of different things and different topics. Here in the illustration, you would see that many sheep are in an enclosed environment. But not only are they in an enclosed environment, they are together with other flocks. Around the time that this was written, there were shepherds in the land. Shepherds that took care of sheep. It could be a dozen or two. It could be 100. It could be a couple hundred sheep. Sometimes on social media, you might have someone who shared a post of a modern-day shepherd, and he's walking through a city. He's walking through like a downtown area place, and like stony roads and, you know, buildings on both sides, and there is this massive crowd of sheep just tagging right behind him, you know, going somewhere. He's right there in the front, and he's holding a stick, and they're all following him. Well, these sheep, they would all go to one place and, I'll say, mingle with other sheep. They would all, let's say, be stored together. And then the shepherd comes in the morning to lead them out to go feed to the pasture. And though the individual flocks had become hopelessly intermixed during the night because they're all held in one place, the shepherd's sheep hear his voice and automatically separate themselves from other sheep. I find that to be pretty nice. You know, even special per se. And when the time come to take his flock to its pasture, each sheep separated his sheep from the others by making a unique call. And instead of driving them out, the shepherd would lead them out. And they, in turn, would follow the shepherd as one unit. They were all stay together. The shepherd always went before them to guide them to the most beneficial pasture and to protect them from any danger that might be lurking around, dangers from carnivores or anything. I would like for you to notice right now how many times our Lord Jesus Christ emphasizes the voice of the shepherd in this short section right now that we just finished reading in John chapter 10. I want to point out some of those times. In verse 3, our Lord Jesus says, "The sheep hear his voice." In verse 3. If you move on to verse 4, it'll say, "The sheep follow him, for they know his voice." There's a connection there. If you move on to verse 5, it'll say, "They do not know the voice of a stranger." When the shepherd speaks, the sheep immediately go to him. It could be a yell. It could be, I don't know, a whistle. It could be a holler. It could be a hum. Whatever he does, automatically, it could be 300 sheep over here and half of them belong to this shepherd and the other half to this shepherd. All the one has to do is call out a cry and they automatically separate themselves perfectly and they stay together and they follow that shepherd. Amen? I've always found this section of John very fascinating. Because we as Christians, we rely on the Holy Spirit. We rely on the guidance of the Spirit of the Lord in every single aspect of life. In doing business, at home, in our ministry life. Or if you're not actively in a ministry per se, maybe you might go to evangelize with a fellow brother or fellow sister. Or you might go and follow someone and pray for them in a hospital. Whatever the case might be. And you know how sometimes we just wonder, is that me or is it the Holy Spirit? Is it my mind? Is it my conscience? Is it my own personal will who's speaking right now? Or is it God? I remember one particular occasion, I was still working full-time in the car business, and my dad had just purchased, this was a new vehicle. He purchased a new sports car. It was a leftover sports car, and it was going on 2 years that car was sitting on our lot, brand new, never titled. And for whatever reason, everyone always overlooked this vehicle, and he got a great deal. Actually, it got better than an employee deal, as a matter of fact. And he was extremely happy. It was a convertible, and I was very happy for him. And when we wrapped up everything and all was said and done, it was just a little bit past closing hours. So right away, I clock out, clean my desk, make sure everything was fine, go out to the employee parking lot, make my way home. Which from my office to my car, you had to cross the street, I was having a conversation with the Lord, and I said, Lord, I wish that could be me someday. I wish I can have a similar car, just like this one that you just finished blessing my dad with. And right when I'm saying this, I'm getting into my car and I close the door. And as soon as I shut the door, the Lord speaks to me. And he says, one day you will have yours. And he said it in such a way that I was startled. You know, I was surprised. I was caught off guard. I really was. I'm being so transparent right now. And I remember thinking, I remember just stopping, right? I think it was cold. It was a chilly night. And I just stopped and I just, you know how you give like that side-eye look? Like, who just said that, right? And you're just frozen and you're like rethinking it. It's like, okay, who just said that? Let me reanalyze that voice. What type of tone they used? Is this, you know, coming from my head? And I was confused. So immediately that night, as you know, my dad, some of you might know, he had nightly conversations with the Lord. They had a one-on-one every single night. And I came to him and said, Dad, this is what happened. This is what I said. And this is what I heard. Could you please confirm tonight when you speak to the Lord that that was him that spoke to me? Please let me know in the morning. Can you do that for me? He's like, sure, no problem. And the next morning, I couldn't wait. Dad, did you remember to ask the Lord? I said, yes, I asked. He didn't say anything. I said, and? The Lord said that was him. He was the one who spoke to you. And I was happy. I was super happy. And if this were to happen to you, oh, and by the way, I haven't received the car yet. It's been a few years. But I'm believing. It's coming. In Jesus' name. I'm not going to say when, in God's perfect time. Lord, in your perfect time. I pray about it from time to time. I said, Lord, I haven't forgotten. You said it, I believe it, you know. Anyway, if this were to happen to you and you received a word of confirmation that the Lord spoke to you, that would mean everything to you, just like it did to me. And the Lord has spoken to me several times after that. And every single time He speaks, it becomes more familiar and more familiar and more familiar. You get familiarized with His voice. You know when He is speaking opposed to when your flesh is speaking. You start to determine the difference between one and the other. Something that is extremely important to every single one of us. You know why? Because the Lord speaks to every single one of us. A classic example of what I'm talking about right now, and you're going to agree with me on this one, is when you say something like, "I knew I should have done that." Or when you say the term, "Something told me to go this way. Something told me to do it that way." Who do you think told you that? The Holy Spirit. But we were too busy. We had to slow down. We weren't focused. We weren't in tune. But the Holy Spirit is still looking after you. And then you make that wrong turn and He's still looking after you. We have all said these words, "Something told me." And then you finish the sentence. We've always said that. We've all have said that. You see, when voice is used in the New Testament, the writers all choose the Greek word, and in English you would read this as phone, just how it's spelled, P-H-O-N-E, phone, or phoné in Greek, meaning sound or spoken word. But phoné can also mean an address, like how you address a group of people. As to a group, specifically a speech. Phoné derives from phino, meaning to enlighten or to shine. This word. I am enlightened when I learn something new, especially when I receive it from the Lord. We are enlightened when we learn something for the very first time, especially something that's fascinating. And from this root meaning springs the fact that phoné can mean disclosure or revelation through an address or a speech, or otherwise, a message. When the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you, He's giving you a message. He's trying to address a particular situation. In our Lord Jesus' references to the sheep, every single one of them are personal. Very, very personal. Verse 4, it says, His own sheep. He calls you and I His own. He's making it very personal. And then in verse 14, if you read further, He will say, "My sheep." My sheep know My voice. And then if you move on to verse 16, it says, "And other sheep I have." All of this is referring to a relationship between two entities. One is the sheep and the shepherd, meaning us and the Lord Jesus. It's also very important for us to understand who we belong to. Every single one of us belong to the Lord. You could have this group of sheep here, or sheeps, all these sheeps here, and they could belong to three different or four different shepherds. And the one shepherd is going to yell, and the other one is going to yell, and they're all going to separate. That equally applies to us. Every single one of us is owned by the Creator God, our God Yahweh. The Father is the author of creation. He created everything. We belong to Him. May I please have Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28. It says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. This God whom we serve has created every single thing that exists. What you see and do not see. And that includes you and I. Moving on to chapter 43, verse 15. May I have that, please? It says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. And the one who later became known as the Son. Specifically, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is what's known as the Word, through whom creation was brought into existence, and the work was done, as it's mentioned in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. The Word of the Lord says, for by Him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell. We're talking about the Lord Jesus here. And this verse right now is saying to whom we belong. We belong to the Lord Jesus. And as such, His sheep are very familiar to Him and bear the mark of ownership, unconditional obedience, and submission to the Lord. It's figurative right now. It's figurative meaning in John chapter 10. The true and faithful shepherd will be preaching a message which his sheep will hear and immediately follow. It's very important for us to have our ears open continuously to what the Spirit is saying to us, how it's guiding us, how it's leading us. Unlike other animals, sheep rarely find their own way to safety. Did you know that? Repeatedly I've heard that sheep are not very smart. Is that true? Yes. That they're not very bright. And if they get lost, they get lost. Since sheep do go astray, their guidance and safety lies in the shepherd's leadership. And if I apply myself to this, I can tell you right now that without the Lord, I'm totally lost. And I bless the name of the Lord that I was found. And one person who feels very much the same way that I feel, who is in the Bible, is King David. And he wrote something quite profound that I find to be also very beautiful. And it shows his complete dependence on the Lord. May I have Psalms 23? Do we know Psalms 23? Yes? Let me have the first two verses, please. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And then it says, "I shall not want." Listen to what he says here in verses 2. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." That's pretty awesome. Right now, King David is saying that God is my shepherd. He is my leader. He's the one that leads me. He's the one that guides me, because without him, I'm going to die of thirst. I'm going to die of hunger. Ultimately, what he's saying is, I'm going to perish. He says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." That is speaking. This is a man. This is a king. This is a powerful, respected king. A king who wins wars time and time again, acknowledging the fact that his help comes from the Lord, his guidance comes from the Lord, that he relies on the Lord. "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall follow him." A thief, a robber, or a stranger may call the sheep by its name and try to imitate the shepherd's voice. But through long usage and intimacy, the sheep can discern a stranger's voice. And what happens is they become immediately alarmed. We know the shepherd's voice because of the Holy Spirit, who gives us discernment, who gives us the understanding. And the result is that we turn and we flee from unfamiliar voices, for things that's trying to pull us the opposite way, misleading voices. The sheep, who is like someone similar to the Song of Psalms chapter 2, knows the voice because they know the shepherd and they trust him. Listen to this verse right now. Song of Songs chapter 2 verses 14. "O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely." This speaks about intimacy. This speaks about a union, a camaraderie. This speaks about someone who is familiar with someone else. If someone is saying these words to somebody else, it means that they trust him. It means that they have full, complete trust on that particular individual. In it, they hear safety. They hear security. They feel security. They feel joy, hope, encouragement, love, warmth, and correction that does not turn them aside. The voice is the effective means of communication between our Lord Jesus and us. The voice only identifies, but it also, the voice not only identifies, pardon me, but it also communicates concepts to us that reveal both character and emotion of our Lord. And for that reason, we must be very close to our God in steadfast communion, a healthy prayer life, fasting, prayer, meditation, singing to our God. All these things that we do, all that's going to do is get us more and more familiarized with the voice of our God. Amen? Amen? Are we listening to the right voice this evening? Are we listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our decision making? I've been saddened as of late by certain comments that fellow brothers and sisters have made, that have said to me personally, when they said, I am being led to do this, this, and that. And I believe that the Lord is leading me in this particular direction. And to some, I have already told them, brother, sister, that's not the Lord. Which all that did was cause retaliation. And sometimes when someone has already their mind set and nothing can change their mind, there's nothing really you can do. Only the Holy Spirit. But immediately after the individual will say such words, I tend to think, where is that relationship with God? It seems as though they are in a worse state than what I possibly imagined. Either that or you're just coming up with a story to justify your actions, which is not good. That's disobedience. That is rebellion. But even if you truly think that you are being led by God, by all means, the Spirit will testify. The same Holy Spirit that's inside of you is inside of me. And it's very important that we learn how to differentiate our carnal self and the voice of the Lord. Yes, the Lord can say, move, get up and move, and go here and go there. Leave this place, go to that place. And we obey, and we must obey. But we must also be very careful whose voice are we listening to. Is it the voice of God or the voice of our carnal flesh? The word of the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. My sheep know my voice. May we all know the voice of our God, crystal clear. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we praise you. And once again, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much that the Holy Spirit guides us, leads us. The Holy Spirit, Lord, is a witness. I thank you, Lord, that you guide us through this walk of life, through every facet of life, through every situation, through every circumstance. And Lord, I pray a special prayer, Lord, right now, that everyone, Lord, right now, from the sound of my voice, will know how to discern the voice of God and will know when the Holy Spirit is speaking to them. It's extremely important, Lord, that we recognize your voice every single time you speak to us. And may we, Lord, have a daily relationship with you, a daily conversation with you, Lord. Not a one-way conversation, but a two-way conversation. May we recognize every single time you speak to us. May it never be doubtful. May we always be sure that you have spoken. Thank you, Lord, for the many ways that you speak to us through your holy word, through a message, through a preaching, through prayer, through a song, through a brother or sister. Thank you, Lord, so much for all these ways that you communicate with us to get our attention, to give us a message. Lord, we love you. And Lord, we bless your holy name. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.